Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me and you. He gave his life. What more could he give? Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me and you. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, that we come on this morning with a grateful heart and an attitude of gratitude, praise, and thanksgiving. Father, we say thank you for another day. We embrace this day. We are grateful for it. We confess every sin of omission and every sin of commission. And we commit the day into your hands. And we thank you for the faith to believe that you're going to roll it out the way you want to roll it out. And we will follow you. And we say thank you. Thank you for the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Thank you for endurance. Thank you, Father God, for grace and mercies. Thank you, Father God, for love. Thank you for everything, God. Thank you for everything. Everything. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. And will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says amen, amen, amen. And our soul says amen again. We will bless the Lord at all times. And his praise shall continually be in our mouths. So, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, taste and see that the Lord God, he is good. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Good morning and welcome back to the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership with Jesus Christ as King and Jesus Christ. He is the Lord of Lords. Amen. We bless him. We magnify him. We glorify him. Amen. For another day. And we welcome each and every one of you. And thank you for being here with us. And we pray that you will continue to come and keep on coming. We meet on this platform 7 days a week. And we want to give God all the praise. Amen. And all the glory and all the honor. I am Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Amen. And I am your kingdom coach. Amen. And your host on this morning. Amen. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on the Lord. Amen. We want to thank God. Amen. For a most beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Easter resurrection holiday. Just thanking God, amen, for good weather, thanking God for good services, family, friends, fellowship, amen, most of all the word of God, amen, preached, exhorted, pronounced, exalted, amen, throughout all the earth. We are especially grateful and excited of the soul. Amen, that have given their life to Christ Jesus. Amen. And continue, amen, to come and to expand the kingdom of God. Amen. So today, amen, we want to just walk back a little bit, memory lane. Amen. We had 7 wonderful speakers on our Good Friday services. And we just want to thank God for it. Our Good Friday services was not played on Block Radio. We were on the majority of the social media networks and also the internet television networks, but not on Block Radio. So we don't want to, you know, take anything away from our Block Talk Radio audience, because you guys are faithful. Amen. You've been with us. Some of you probably even from the beginning, going back over 12 years. Amen. And so today we want to hear. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And the Bible has a lot to say about forgiveness. A lot to say. Amen. But all we have to do is believe and to receive. Our sister Shannon Sproul, amen, has brought forth a very profound teaching, amen, on forgiveness. And we want to, amen, hear and keep on hearing until we get it, amen. So let us, amen, replay her clip on this morning, amen, and please be blessed. Amen, through the teaching of the word of God.
Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. My name is Shannon Sproul, and I attend the church here in Philadelphia, the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, under Pastor Evelyn H. Westfield. And it is my honor to come today to elaborate on this, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. If I had to give this elaboration a word or a title, I would call it the forgiven word, the forgiven word, coming from Luke chapter 23 and verse 34. And it reads, then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted his raiment and cast lots. The first sayings of Jesus on the cross was traditionally called the word of forgiveness. Jesus cried from the cross, forgive them, for they know not what they do. In the soul of Jesus, there was no resentment, no anger, no lurking desire for punishment on these Roman soldiers and men and women who were crucifying him. Even though they were afflicting him with so much pain and anguish, even though his father, Father God, was raining down upon him with such terror and irony, he was taking on the sins of the whole world. And in his separation, in his darkest hour, what was on the mind of Christ? Even in Jesus' darkest hour, and at that time, his focus was not on himself. Even in that moment, his focus was on us. His focus was on us as far as saving us. His focus was on forgiveness. This is why Jesus cried out, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. He was crying out for the lost who were not saved, even though he was separated from God. Because God can't, anywhere there is sin, God cannot be there. God steps out of us when we sin. God turns his back when we sin. But he makes his face to shine upon us when we do righteous. And at that moment, his thought was on you and on me. So let's take a look for a few minutes at some forms of forgiveness. Forgiveness has three components. Sorry about that. I'm sorry. I was trying to memorize all this. But forgiveness is three types of forgiveness, basically. One is exoneration. One is forbearance, which can be considered as patience. And one is release. These three components have different dynamics of forgiveness. And the reason why I'm saying this is because this is how maybe the natural man sees forgiveness. Exoneration means that you realize that the harmful action was a genuine mistake. So I'm going to exonerate you. We see this word being used in the human sense when somebody has been incarcerated falsely for a crime that they did not commit. Forbearance means someone in your life didn't understand the hurt they were inflicting towards you, and you have loving feelings towards them. Have you ever had that happen to you? But the last part of forgiveness, the last type of forgiveness is the one that I want to focus on, and that is the release. Release. It does not excuse the hurt or the pain, but just simply put, I'm going to just let it go so that I can feel free of anger, bitterness, hatred, so that God's love can continue to flow. That's what forgiveness is all about. Think about it. These men were tearing Jesus apart for you, for me, for any sins that we could ever commit from the time we are born into this world until the time we leave. But yet Jesus, in his humbleness as Jesus, as God, the living word, the forgiven word, he decided, I'm going to choose compassion and humility. I'm going to choose not to retaliate, because Jesus had the power to call down legions of angels. Jesus could have did anything at that moment, but in his humility as our God and Savior of the whole world, he decided, I'm going to forgive them. That's what forgiveness is all about. That's what the dying on the cross was all about. It was about love and redemption and ultimately forgiveness. Have you ever gone through a situation with someone in your life and you found maybe that person is not living anymore? Maybe they're still here. And maybe you're finding it hard within yourself to forgive them, to let it go. I just want to give you a scripture that Jesus said about forgiveness. In Matthew chapter 6, verses 14 and 15, for if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your heavenly Father will not forgive your sins. Now that should make you be thinking right now in your spiritual mind. If you don't let it go, then God won't forgive you. But the Bible says that God removes our sins so far from us that he doesn't remember them, so far as the east is to the west. He doesn't remember them. But are you the kind of person that as soon as somebody hurts you, you say, I'll forgive you, but you keep bringing it up? That's not true forgiveness. And if you are saved, we want to walk as Christ walked. We want to always show love, mercy, compassion. Especially in the type of world that we live in right now, when we see all the things that are going on around us, devastation, destruction, I mean, loss of life, loss of love. We don't want to hold unforgiveness in our hearts because it can create hatred, bitterness, jealousy, envy, and it can even cause you to have a spirit like Cain and Abel. You know, Cain who slew his brother Abel because he was jealous. But I bet if Cain would have thought about his actions beforehand, and maybe he would have said, God, please forgive me for feeling this way. Turn it around. But it was designed to be just as it turned out to be. Let me show you also three things that Jesus said about forgiveness. In 1 John 1 and 9, he says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. In Hebrews 8 and 12, for I will forgive their wickedness and will remember their sins no more. What a great comfort that is to remember that Jesus, who died on the cross, shed his blood for us, will remove our sins and will not remember our wickedness anymore. The third thing, in Proverbs 17 and 9, love prospers when a fault is forgiven, but dwelling on it separates close friends. No greater love than this, than a man lay down his life for his friend. John 15 and 13 says, greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. That's what Jesus did for us. He laid down his life. He forgave these people who were torturing him, spitting on him, punching him. He went through the beat down of all beat downs. But he got the victory. And that's what it's like when we forgive. When your enemies slander you, when they do all kind of things to you, maybe somebody has stolen some money, maybe somebody has not stolen but didn't pay you back your money, and you feel like you just want to retaliate, show love, show mercy. That's what Jesus did to us, for us. He showed mercy. He showed kindness. He showed compassion from the cross. Can you imagine being beat, being whipped with many stripes for something that you did not do, but you are standing in the gap for me, for you, and you've taken it? That's the God we serve. That's the Jesus that was on that cross. I cannot imagine sometimes, even as parents, God stood by because he had to. He had to allow us to have salvation. He had to reconcile us back to him. That's what the cross was all about. But in this very moment, I mean, Jesus is going through some of the most tumultuous things. Who can stand by and see your child going through those things? But it was for the greater good. Not only is Jesus the living word, God the living word, but in John chapter 1, let's read that. John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. And the Word was God, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. I'm sorry. Just a little nervous, that's all. But I'm saying all that to say this. If God is the living Word, God is the living water, God is the forgiving Word, forgiveness. Forgiveness should trump anything that you could ever go through in this world. Because when you walk in forgiveness, God is able to use you in many multiple ways. In this time in our life, if Jesus should part that sky, we don't want to have anger, unforgiveness, hatred, resentment in our hearts. We don't want to allow anything to separate us from God. There are four R's of forgiveness that I want you to remember. Responsibility. Accept what has happened. Accept what has happened to you. Especially if you feel this way about yourself. If you're finding it hard to forgive yourself, if that's hindering your walk, accept responsibility. Talk it over with God and say, you know what, God, I did wrong, but help me to forgive myself. And help me to forgive others. The second R, remorse. Guilt. Guilt is the gateway to positive change. Because if you feel so remorseful and that guilt begins to help you to turn your heart to God, then that can also bring about positive change in Christ. You can't do it on your own. But as it says in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. The third R, restoration. Make amends with the people you have wronged. Or even if you've hurt yourself, make amends. Let it go. Come to that person with a humble heart. Yes, you hurt me. As I said, the first R was responsibility accepted. Yes, you hurt me, but I choose to forgive as Jesus forgave. And the number four and final R, renewal. Learn from the experience and grow. Grow as a person and grow as a Christian. I have a wise woman that said, eat crow and grow. That's what my pastor said. And I choose to follow Jesus. So in my final closing, what I want to leave you with is this, something to reflect upon. Do you see pain as an opportunity to show compassion or a reason to hold a grudge? Why? Think about Jesus on that cross, taking all that brutality, all that anguish, all that hurt, all that pain that was inflicted on him, but yet he did not sin. Even from the cross, he saw it through to the end for you and me. Number two reflection. Is there someone or something that comes to your mind right now that you need to let go of and forgive? Can you open up your heart and extend forgiveness today, right now? That's what that means. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Forgive them for hurting you. Forgive them for abandoning you. Forgive them for not doing the right thing. Forgive your parents. Forgive your children. Forgive your neighbors. And your neighbors are everybody that you see, everybody that you come into contact with in this earth. That is your neighbor. And the final step, the final thing that I want you to reflect upon is the final first step is to take, is to look towards Jesus. Ask him to heal your heart and give you the courage and humility to forgive. Because remember what I said, if you do not forgive others for their sins, God won't forgive you. God will not forgive you. I believe it was Peter. He was one of Jesus' disciples. For those that are not saved, he was one of Jesus' disciples. He walked with Jesus, one of the 12, who asked Jesus one day, in Matthew chapter 18, verses 21 and 22, how many times should I forgive my sister or brother who sins against me? Seven times? Jesus said, no, basically, not seven, but 70 times seven. That's a whole lot of times. That means you're going to be forgiving people left and right. But it is well worth it because forgiveness is not for the other person. It is for you and me because it releases us and it helps us to grow and be filled with more love than hatred, bitterness. And there are other things that come along with holding on to unforgiveness, high blood pressure, insomnia. Angry. Then when you're angry and bitter and cranky, you get headaches. Your face is always frowned up. You can't smile. Every time you see the person or the conversation is geared towards something that caused you to feel the unforgiveness, you keep bringing it up. Let's learn to be people that will just forgive and let it go. Even if you're not saved, I encourage you today, though, to say, you know, give your life to Christ first. And then after that, think about the things that you've gone through, the unforgiveness, the hurt, the pain, the sorrow, the brokenness in your heart. And decide today to say, you know what, God, but is it all worth it? Is it all worth it in the end? Because I would hate to see any of us that are born again. If you give your life to Christ, you're born again right then and there. You're changed. You're a new creature. But I would hate to see that one thing keep you from entering into the kingdom. Jesus loves us so much. God loves us so much that he gave his only son, that Jesus gave up his life. They didn't take it. He gave it up. But in his humility, he did the right thing, walking in forgiveness. I pray that this elaboration helps somebody, and I pray that you will always walk in forgiveness as Jesus did, the forgiven word. Thank you.
Amen, amen, amen. Awesome, 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 awesome. What was on Christ's mind? We want to thank God for that release. We want to thank God for forgiveness, compassion, love, redemption. How Jesus took the beat down or the beat down. We want to thank God for the four R's, accepting responsibility, remorse.
Amen, amen, amen. We bless the Lord. And we just want to give it up to the Holy Spirit on this morning, how he leads, guides, and directs. And he indeed had our speakers lined up according to his will. and Minister Shannon. Amen. She was first, and she, the Holy Ghost has showed off in her as usual. Amen. So we want to applaud, amen, that excellent elaboration on the forgiving word and how she broke that down. She did her homework. Amen. Did a research. Amen. Do you see pain as an opportunity to show compassion, or do you see pain as an opportunity to hold a grudge, which is a huge, huge takeaway. And the four R's, amen, responsibility. We must learn to accept what has happened to us, because everybody has a story. Amen. Remorse. Amen. She said guilt is the gateway to positive change. Glory be to God. Then she said restoration, make amends, and then renewal, learn from the experience and grow. And beloved, amen, this is the will of God for all of us, that we might grow. The Bible tells us that Jesus grew stature. He grew in stature with God and with man. So Jesus had to grow. Glory be to God. 33 1/2 years. He didn't know at age 10 what he knew at age 25. See, and so it is with us. And so we want to thank God for forgiving, for the forgiving word. We just completed a whole month on the subject of love. And beloved, love and forgiveness works together. Because you can't have love without forgiveness. See, and you can't have forgiveness without love. Matter of fact, she threw in another component. She said love, the Easter story, amen, was about love, redemption, and forgiveness. And so we want to thank God for that awesome, awesome, awesome elaboration. Beloved, amen. We replayed that this morning, amen, because forgiveness is not about a once-a-year event. It's not about a Calvary event. It's not about a Good Friday event. It's not about a dying on the cross event. Forgiveness is a lifestyle. It is a lifestyle, beloved, that we have to choose to walk in. And God's super on our natural will help us, amen, to do the impossible. Amen. We ask that you will examine your walk today. We want you to know, glory be to God, hallelujah, since love and forgiveness paves the way to eternity. And we see, amen, the ultimate example with God himself. God's love, God's agape love, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. That love, God's love and forgiveness, whenever we confess our sins, if we will confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive us, to cleanse us, to hear us. To know that God's love provides forgiveness. Forgiveness is encompassed in God's love. He loves us so much that he will forgive you. There's absolutely nothing that God will not forgive you for other than blasphemy. But beloved, if you don't even know what you did, blasphemy don't even count. If you're blasphemous, but you don't know that you're being blasphemous, even that is forgiven. Adultery is forgiven. Come on now. Divorce is forgiven. All unrighteousness is sin. All unrighteousness is sin. Glory be to God. I'm working on a series right now. Glory be to God. We were all born in sin and shaped in iniquity. How can that be? Because sin is in your blood. That's because sin is in your blood. You see why Jesus had to shed his? Glory be to God. You'll hear more about that, amen, when I finish, amen, my research. Amen, in Jesus' name. We implore you this morning, give your life to Jesus. He is willing to forgive you. His love is willing to forgive you. Glory be to God. To redeem you, as we said on yesterday, as we did a recap on Pastor Erica's presentation. Glory be to God. It is finished. Amen. We are redeemed. We are forgiven. We are justified. We are reconciled. We are sanctified. See? But you have to believe it. Jesus did it, but if you don't believe it, he didn't do it for you. It's so simple that it's scary. See, you have to believe it. And if you believe, you saying I believe is not enough. Because faith without works is dead. We ask that you would take an action step this morning and give your life to the Lord. Just give your life to him by faith. Repeat after me. Father God, I come in faith, confessing my sins, all of them, asking you to forgive me. I now come to a point where I'm ready, where I'm ready to receive Jesus Christ into my heart as my Lord and my Savior. I invite him in to sit on the throne of my heart forever, to rule, to reign, to dictate, and to show me the way. I ask that you would help me to follow you all the balance of the days of my life and use me for your kingdom glory. In Jesus' name, amen, 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 amen. Welcome to the family of God. Welcome, 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 welcome. Welcome, welcome. We've been waiting for you. Amen. So glad to have you here. The angels are rejoicing over your salvation. Reach out to us. Amen. At lifewordjesus.org. Amen. Let us know you gave your life to Christ so that we can pray for you. Amen. We can pray for you. Hallelujah. And to God be praised. Hallelujah. Not only did Elder Carte testify of the souls that came to Christ after Sister Nia presentation, but I received personal testimony myself from family members that came to Christ after Sister Shannon's elaboration. Oh, God's word has no failure in it, baby. It don't make no difference who bring it. They just bring it on. The word, amen, can hold up its own. it don't need no backup. All the Lord is looking for is somebody to bring the word, somebody to believe the word. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But how can they hear without a preacher, a teacher, somebody that's going to open their mouth and say something? Amen. Now, if you have already given your life to Christ, but you still got unforgiveness in your heart, you still mad, you angry, You don't want to hear their name mentioned. You don't want to go nowhere near them. You cringe. Okay? You're still crying. You're still bleeding. Come on now. You want to see them die. You want to see them suffer. You want God to beat them up for you and kill them for you and all that. Come on, y'all. Come on. And guess what? God just might do that, but he ain't going to do it while you holding it in your heart. Because vengeance belongs to God, and he will repay. God just might do that. But as long as you holding that in your heart, you stand a better chance, amen, of going first. Because that unforgiveness will kill you. It'll kill you and leave the person behind that did you wrong. Release it, beloved. Ask God, as Sister Shannon so excellently brought forth, release it. Just let it go. God, help me. God, I'm hurt. God, they did me wrong. Imagine what Jesus felt on the cross. You don't think Jesus was hurt in pain? Oh, yeah? Take a 6-inch spike and put it through your hands and tell me how much pain you feel. Oh, and by the way, don't forget your feet. Stretched out on the cross, a cross with no support. There's no elbow support. Huh? You don't think Jesus felt pain? Tell the Lord what you're feeling, saints. Lord, I'm hurt. I feel pain. I feel, neglected. I feel abused. Just run it out. He already know anyway. He already know. You ain't telling him nothing he don't know. I hate him, Lord. I hate him. But I know this is not your will. And I know this is not your way. Can you today to help me, to help myself? I need your power on me to help me to release this individual, these people, even if they're dead. Start calling their names out. Because in essence, as Sister Shannon said, when you release that person, guess what? Guess who's being released? You. You was the one on lockdown. That's how the devil works. He makes you think and make you feel good over somebody else being on lockdown, but with unforgiveness in your heart, you're the one on lockdown. Do that today. And then lastly, beloved, amen, as we taught last Wednesday in our Wednesday night Bible study, ask the Lord to help you to forgive yourself. That's the major culprit. Because God forgives us the moment we ask him in spirit and in truth. But the devil will hold that guilt and condemnation over you till you die and try to take you to an early death. You have to ask God to help you to forgive yourself for what God has already forgiven you for. Oh, come on. Anybody want to be made whole? Anybody want to be made whole this morning? Father God, in Jesus' name. Meet us back, amen, at the altar of prayer today at 12 o'clock. Hallelujah. And then Bible study tonight, Lord's willing. Lord's willing. I'll probably be there. Amen. Glory be to God. I probably need to rest my throat. But y'all know the love in my heart overrides, amen, my physical capacities. That's why I had brain surgery, where they actually removed the top of my head and I was back here more than 2 weeks. Because the love in my heart overrides my physical, amen, incapacities. So I don't know. I may be here. Amen. It's kind of late to ask somebody. But we do got a couple people in the ministry that stay ready. So I don't know. But nevertheless, somebody will be there tonight. Amen. Lord's willing at 8 o'clock. Amen. Come on and come back with us. Amen. And invite somebody to come with you. In Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Father God, we say thank you for the word of God on today. Thank you for the word, the forgiving word. Thank you for our minister, Shannon. Thank you for the souls that gave their life to Christ. Thank you for their growth and development, their hunger and thirst after righteousness. We say thank you, Father, for helping us to thank you for forgiving us. Before we talk about forgiving somebody else, let us just get put first things first and say thank you for forgiving us, because we was wretched. We was wretched. If we wanted to admit it or not, Father God, sin ain't nothing but sin. And all unrighteousness is sin. We might have not did what the neighbor did, but we had, but we was doing something. And some of us still doing something. Father God, thank you for your forgiveness. Thank you for helping us to forgive those who have trespassed against us, if they have asked for forgiveness or not. And then, Father, we ask that you would help us to forgive ourselves. And we say thank you. We say thank you for the power of forgiveness that brings about restitution, restoration, hallelujah, revival, hallelujah, and all that good stuff. Thank you. Bless us, Father God. Bless the prayer warrior at 12 o'clock today as the prayer goes forth. Father, anoint her, keep her from danger, evil, Father God, and any form of retaliation. Thank you for the backup team, Father, the faithful ministry partners coming in, touching and agreeing, not in the background watching 12 o'clock news, Father God, but actually touching and agreeing. Thank you. Thank you. Where there's unity, there is strength. And with this unity, there's a commanded blessing. And then, Father God, tonight for our Wednesday night Bible study, we give you advance praise for the word coming forth and the presenter, whoever the presenter is going to be. In essence, that you're the one. You're the one that's going to be speaking, God. Hallelujah. You just borrow our voices, our lungs, to proclaim your glory. Thank you for willing vessels. In Jesus' name. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. We cancel bad news. We cancel tears. We cancel sorrow. It will not take root. It will not prosper. And it most definitely will not come to pass. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. And the church did say, amen, amen, and amen. Everybody have a lovely day, a beautiful day. Amen. Thank God for his forgiveness towards us. Amen. Let us exemplify that, amen, in the lives of others, because everybody needs to be forgiven. Amen. God bless you. Pastor Alfreda Philadelphia. Signing out.
Come on, make some noise here. Clap your hands, everybody. Come on. This song is to nations. This song is to the world. I'm sold out. Clap your hands, everybody. Come on. Come on. My mind.
My mind is made up.
Come on, let's make one big choir. Come on.
Oh,
no good.